From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 25, Text 14, Chapter entitled Krishna Leaves Govardhan Ill. Sila Varsati Vatena, Sila Varsati Vatena, Anyamanam Achetanam, Anyamanam Achetanam, Niriksha Bhagavan Mene, Niriksha Bhagavan Mene, Kupitendra Kritam Hari, Kupitendra Kritam Hari, Sila Vasati Vatena, Anyamanam Achetanam, Niriksha Bhagavan Mene, Kupitendra Kritam Hari, Sila Varsati Vatena, Anyamanam Achetanam, Niriksha Bhagavan Mene, Kupitendra Kritam Hari. Mataji. Sila of ale, stones. Varsa, by the rain. Ativatena, and by the extreme wind. Anyamanam, being attacked. Achetanam, unconscious. Niriksha, seeing. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mene, considered, Kupita, angry, Indra, by Indra, Kritam, done, Arihi, Lord Arihi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, seeing the inhabitants of his Gokula, rendered practically unconscious by the onslaught of hail and blasting wind, the Supreme Lord Hari understood that this was the work of angry Indra. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the severe distress Indra apparently inflicted upon the residents of Vrindavan was an arrangement made by Sri Krishna's pastime potency to enhance the loving dealings between the residents and the Lord. The Acharya gives the analogy that for a hungry person, the pain of hunger increases the happiness he feels when he finally eats excellent food, and thus hunger can be said to enhance the pleasure of eating. Similarly, the residents of Vrindavan, although not experiencing ordinary material anxiety, felt a type of distress at the activities of Indra, and thus intensified their meditation on Krishna. When the Lord finally acted, the result was wonderful. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Am Shri Gurun Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadotam Parijana Saidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakan Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamame Aripriye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadharo Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Sila Varsati Vatena Anyamanam Achetanam Niriksha Bhagavan Mene Kupitendra Kritam Ari. Seeing the inhabitants of his Gokula rendered practically unconscious by the onslaught of hail and blasting wind, the Supreme Lord Ari understood that this was the work of angry Indra. So I'd like to take the opportunity to offer my humble respect and obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees have assembled here, especially in front of our elders and leaders. It's not so appropriate to sit and talk on the Vyasasan, but somewhere or other coming to Vrindavan and be in the association of a devotees, I felt I'm very much blessed. And my sitting here and saying few words I hope and pray that my life can be purified and I can be given this great opportunity to come back again to this Vrindavan Dham, especially on this auspicious occasion of Kartik month. Very wonderful occasion. It's mentioned in the Padma Purana about the glories of Kartik month. Kartika kaluvai masa sarva masesa uttamam punyanam paramam punyam pavanam cha pavanam. It is said in the scriptures that of all the month, Kartik month is considered to be the most auspicious month, very important month, and it gives us some opportunity to increase our meritocracy, our merits in our life, and it also gives the opportunity for our life's purification. Nasama Kartika Masa Nakritena Samayuga Na Veda Sadrisam Natirta Gangaya Samam Kartika Pravaramasam Vaishnavanam Priyam Sadam. There is no equal month to the Kartik month. There is no equal to Satya Yuga. There is no equal of any scriptures to the Vedas. There is no equal to the holy rivers like Ganga. And these Kartik months become very dear to the Vaishnavas because it gives the greatest opportunity for us to interact with the wonderful pastime of Krishna, the wonderful devotees from around the world. Dullabam bhakti yogam me mama vasya vidhayaka kartika madurayam cha vratane nayana labhyate. Again, it has been mentioned, to attain Krishna's bhakti, Krishna's love is not that easy, not that possible. Krishna is not going to give his bhakti just freely like that. Because the moment anybody attain the love of Krishna and they buy over Krishna into their life, Krishna becomes their servant. And Krishna has to follow the words of the devotees, the action of the devotees, like just like the gopis. They're eating mitai, the sweet, half-eaten mitai, they're giving to Krishna, you should eat. And they're telling him to dance, I'll give you more sweet. And Krishna practically has become the order carrier of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So Krishna is not going to easily give that bhakti love towards anybody and everybody. But in this Kartik month, especially those who are coming to the Mathura Vrindavan, and the Shastra say this bhakti of Krishna is very easily given to them. And we are coming here not for anything else, to come to witness and experience and take the absorption of Vrindavan inside us, how the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Brajabasis, the gopis, have performed their bhakti. They perform their devotional activities toward Krishna in a very beautiful way. There is no word, you know, can be said about the bhakti of the gopis. They are the best exemplary devotees of the whole universe. Even in the Gopala Champo, Jiva Goswami has explained, Nirpo Nahari Sevita Vyaya Krite Nahari Arpaka. He says that a king who is miser, Jiva Goswami said, there are seven kinds of people who are like a spears in my heart. He says a king who is miser, he is like a spear in my heart. And a rich man who is also miser, not giving anything to Krishna, he is also like a spear in my heart. And a kavi, a poet who does not use his skill to glorify Lord Krishna in a poetry way, Jiva Goswami says, he is also like a spear in my heart. And a person who accept Guru, but they do not accept Krishna, they also like a spear in my heart. And a person who declares, who claim that they are the most enthusiastic devotees in the movement, but they are not ready to render service to Krishna, he said they are like a spear in my heart. And a person who declares that they are the most intelligent people, but they do not surrender to Krishna, he said they are like a spear in my heart. And a person who have surrendered to Krishna but they do not follow the bhakti laid out by the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis and the Brajabasis, he says they also like a spear in my heart. If we wanted to become, a good devotee of the Lord, we wanted to preach and change the atmosphere of the world for the betterment of every living being, we have to purely practice the bhakti as done by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. In the third canto, chapter 29, text 8, one word, Kapila Dev is giving a lot of details, information about bhakti to his mother Devahuti. He says, Abhisandaya yoyim sam dambam matsaryam evava sambrahmi bina drigbhavam Maya Kuryate Satamasa. There is a kind of bhakti, is in the mode of ignorance. Abhisandaya Yoyim Sam, they appear like a devotees with the Tilak and Kantimala and everything. But they are very violent devotees. Abhisandaya Yoyim Sam. Either they are violence through their mind, either they are violence through their words, or either they are very violent through their physical body. The other day I was listening to the lecture of His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami. He says in our movement, somebody has become very high. Nobody can advise this person. They become very violent. Tell them, do you know this thing? Who are you to tell me? Abhisandaya yoyim sam dambam matsaryam. They are carried away by the false pride and they are envious of seeing other devotees progress and they are quickly become angry of anything. He said this kind of bhakti is in the mode of ignorance. We have to learn this thing properly so that we can see that we are doing something that be pleasing to the Prabhupada movement and Krishna consciousness. Visayan abhisandaya yasa aishwaryam evava archadev archayet yomam pratak bhavasa rajasa. There is a rajasa bhakti, bhakti in the mode of passion. The rajasa bhakti is that they got so much of desire within themselves for name and fame and position and other thing. Karma nirahadam mudirasya parasmin vatat arpanam yajit yastavya iti eva pritak bhavasat sattvikam. There are bhakti in the mode of goodness, but there are also some expectation in the performance of their bhakti, where they are simply seeing that everything in the world is the reaction of a personal, individual karma. So whatever they do, simply wanted to nullify their karma, whether they are offering food to the Lord, whether they are chanting the bhajan, is not simply to please Krishna, but simply to eradicate their own karma. These are the bhakti in the mode of ignorance, passionate, and the goodness. But Krishna likes the another bhakti, is not interested in the bhakti in the mode of nature, mode of goodness, so passionate or ignorance. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya udharayam ahaituki avyavita ya bhakti purushottamam. There is a bhakti called purushottama bhakti. That bhakti is beyond the three modes of material nature. Lakshanam is the ornaments of the devotee's life. The ornament is the wonderful qualities of the Vaishnavas can reflect into their life. when they do a bhakti beyond the three modes of material nature. Ahaituki avyavyata, that they are not interested, they don't have any personal interest in their performance of bhakti to the Lord. Salokya saristi samipya sagrupya kadvam iti vuta dhyamananam nagriyananti vinamat sevanam jane. Just like the gopis of Vrindavan, they are not interested in any kind of mukti liberation. They are only interested how to please Krishna, how to do something for Krishna. Always they are thinking how to do some service for Krishna. When the gopis, they went to Kurukshetra, they met Krishna there. And Radharani personally took Krishna's side and she told him, Tadapi amara mana kare vrindavano vrindavano udaya karau apano charana. She said that I'm the same Radha, you are the same Krishna, we are meeting again. Where we have met in Vrindavan before, after 100 years, we are meeting again. But we are meeting in Kurukshetra. Ihan Raja Vesa Sange Sabha Satriya Gana Tahan Kripa Vesa Sange Murali Vadana. In Vrindavan, you looked very simple. Just one small, flute. He is not, so much like the Raja Vesa, the king's appearance in Kurukshetra. He has come with the elephant, horses, and so much of soldiers surrounded him. And all the queens from the Dwaraka. Radharani say, even though we are meeting the same person, I'm the same brother, you are the same Krishna, but my mind is pulling towards Krishna. Krishna is a very, Vrindavan is a very special land in the whole universe. Sometimes people say, if you're in America, it is also Vrindavan if you are devotee. But of course it can be truly Vida, if somebody is a pure devotee, they see Krishna, nothing else. But people like me, when I come to Vrindavan, I feel like I've come back to my home. We are traveling around the world, different places, we are seeing different things. I'm not that advanced devotee to see Vrindavan in America, in Australia. In Australia, I go see the kangaroos. To see Krishna, you have to go more higher in your consciousness. So here, Radharani told Krishna, Amara Nana Manapula Kare Vrindavana. My mind again and again is taking towards Vrindavana. And she told Krishna, this Vrindavan, about Vrindavan. She said, Yamuna Govardhana. Have you forgotten about Yamuna? Have you forgotten about the Govardhan? Have you forgotten about the place where we performed our Rasalila? Say Vrajara, Vrajajana, Mada, Pitta, Bandugana. Have you forgotten the friends in Vrindavan? Have you forgotten the mother and father in Vrindavan? And she say, Priya, Priya, Sangayena, Priya, Priya, Sangavina. Jaye, Satyam Pramane. My dear Krishna, we are living in the world just because of you and we don't want to die. Dying or living is only for you. In your separation, we have truly loved you with our heart and soul. The moment you left and then you are not coming back, we should have given up our life. We cannot longer live in this world. That is our true love towards you. But then he gave us another information. If we give up our body, what would happen when you come back suddenly to Vrindavan and we are not here? That will make you sad in your life. So we don't want to make you anything miseries in your life. Whether we are living, whether we are dressing, whether we are smiling, whether we are working, everything we do in our life, only to please you is nothing else. Priya, Priya, Sangayina. My dear Krishna, if truly somebody have loved somebody in the world, talking about love, Gopi Radharani says, if truly somebody have loved somebody in the world, if a person who have loved, if one person die, another person also cannot live longer in this world. But we are still living longer, hoping that the satyam, that the promise you have given to us, that you will return to Vrindavan. And we are trusting you, we have got so much of faith in what you say. Please come back to Vrindavan. This is the absorption that Prabhupada wanted to create in our movement. That we are living not only in a theoretical knowledge about the Vrindavan, we are taking Vrindavan into our life, and day to day we are experiencing the Vrindavan in our life. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, you know, the bhakti performed by Prajavasis are the best, and one should follow the exemplary of devotional service performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. He says that Baya Hantara Ihara Dvete Sadhana Baya Sadhaka Deha Kare Sravana Kirtana Mane Nija Siddha Deha Kare Bhavana Ratri Dine Kare Vraja Krishnare Sevaka. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the devotees of Vrindavan, the inhabitants of Vraja, they externally, they've been looking, they've been seeing like ordinary people in the world. But internally, they have brought in Krishna into their life. Mahaprabhu talks so much about these things to Sanatan Goswami about sadhana bhakti. In the sadhana bhakti, there are two divisions about Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga bhakti. Spontaneously, the devotees of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis, they had the kind of love towards Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, externally they look like ordinary people, but internally they are the real devotees of Krishna. He says, anybody wanted to perform devotional service to Krishna, follow the exemplary bhakti shown by the devotees in the Braja land of Vrindavan. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got this wonderful opportunity. Few days ago I was in Rishikesh. Normally I come to Vrindavan to stay in Vrindavan. I'm tired of all other parts of the world except Vrindavan. I hope that I can come back and leave my body in Vrindavan. That's it, finish, done, go back. And I'm staying with my friend, he's from Australia. So he's been telling me, let us go to Rishikesh, Haridwar and come back. And I've not been to Rishikesh and Haridwar. And I'm not very eager to leave Vrindavan and go, but in the same time I thought it's a free trip. You don't need to pay any money. Just go. And it is the maybe plan of Lord Krishna. So I was there for 4 days, and then he took me to a place where Triveni Sangha, where they do the Ganga Puja. And looking at the Ganga Puja, it has re-established my faith in Krishna consciousness, my faith in the Bharat land of India. Nowhere in the world that you can see Yamuna, Ganga, Kaveri, Saraswati. No, anywhere in the world you do not see any of these things. And when they were doing the Ganga Puja, then, you know, Prabhupada has come into my consciousness. And I should be thanking Prabhupada for giving me this great opportunity to be a part of this organization. Before my mother left the body, my mother, 1 week before she left the body, I went to see my mother, and my mother told me that don't listen to anybody else in the world except Prabhupada. She was initiated devotee. She's in the dying bed, you know. And 1 week before she's going to die. And by Prabhupada's mercy, my mother had the opportunity to be initiated in the organization, and she selected that after 1 week I'm going to give up my body. Then I did not trust so much what my mother said. But my mother exactly did what she had said. And before 1 week, then I went to see my mother in the room. My sister was taking care of my mother. And my mother said, this is the place where all of you have grown up. Your brother, your sister, everybody have grown up from this house. This is the room where I come to take some rest. I got so much of household work to do. Sometimes I'm so tired, I come to take rest in this room. The moment I lie down in my bed, and immediately all of you, the children, will come and jump on me, mother, 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 mother. You won't give me a time to rest. That is how you people been so much connected with me. And I'm the same mother now. I am lying down in this room. In the old age, I'm lying down in this room. And I'm calling so many children. Nobody is coming to see me. Not even a dog is coming into the room. She said what Prabhupada write in his books is very true. Prabhupada says that in your invalid time, when you become old age invalid time, even in your own house, you become unwanted guest in your own house. You have to understand this thing. That's why one of the Alwar from South India said, Tuppudayare adevadallam sorvedattu tunai purivarendru oppinalam nennai adendren aanaikku nee arul cheidamenaan. இப்ப வந்து என்னை நலியும் பொழுது ஏதங்கு நான் உன்னை நினைக்க மாட்டேன். அப்போதைக்கு இப்போதை சொல்லி வைத்தேன் அலங்கா தரவனை பள்ளியனே. He says that, my dear Lord, in this world people are coming together, a boy and girl coming together in the name of marriage. Even though the parents were arranging this marriage, they know that marriage life is very difficult. It's not an easy way out from any of your responsibility. Even though the parents know that marriage life is the most difficult part in their life, still the parents taking all the initiative to see that their children can get married. Why they are even knowingly understanding that the marriage life is so difficult, why the parents are pushing the children? And Alwar says, because the time will come that, you know, individually you cannot take care of yourself. You need a partner who can take care of you. If you are invalid, you are lying down in the bed, who is going to carry you, who is going to bathe you, who is going to dress you, who is going to feed you? For that reason, the parents say, even though there is difficulty in the marriage life, still they arrange the children should get married because they have to help each other. The final part of their life. And he says that, my dear Lord, I don't believe in this theory. I don't believe that, you know, the husband will take care of the wife and wife will take care of the husband. But I believe you. You will do. Why? Because there was a time Gajendra called you. The Gajendra elephant, he fought for 1,000 years with the crocodile. And the Gajendra, the moment he called, hey, Adi Molame, he called you. You appeared there. Even for the call of Gajendra, you have come. Why you don't come when I call you, when I'm a devotee of you? So I got all the trust that you will be there in my difficult time. Beautifully, he says that, my dear Lord, there will time will come. I will go into the old age. I may not able to come to your temple anymore. True or not? When you're invalid, you are lying down. He says that the time will come, I'm lying down in the deathbed. I cannot come to your temple anymore. I cannot come and see the beautiful form of your deities there. I cannot come and take no association of devotees, sit and hear the Bhagavatam or chanting. I cannot do any of these things because at that time I'm lying down in my deathbed. My body has become invalid. And understanding this thing, my dear Lord, I'm telling you, before that time come, let me come to your temple. Before I lie down in my bed, I cannot do anything. Let me come to your temple. When I'm healthy, the body is valid, the body still allow you to come to your temple. Let me come to your temple. I know some of my friends from Malaysia have come from, Malaysia. They've settled down here. Hardly I see any of them around because they may be hearing life from Vrindavan. But the time will come, you cannot come to temple anymore. You have to understand this thing. While you can, please come. Satam prasangam amavirya samvido bhavantirihit karna rasayinakara. Whatever the glories of the pastime of the Lord, you hear in the association of the devotees. That, you know, changes your heart. And Prabhupada has created the whole organization here. Prabhupada could be sitting under a tree and chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. But why he has created a beautiful environment here so that we from all over the world can come here. And, you know, we don't need to manufacture anything here. All has been given very beautifully. So you are sitting in your house, while you are valid, you are young, you are sitting in your house, you are thinking that I'm in Vrindavan, I'm hearing life from Vrindavan, but it's not the same when you can participate in the association of the devotees. No? Because the time will come, my dear brothers and sisters, you no longer, even you are interested to come, nobody will carry you and come to the temple every day. Maybe in Vrindavan, it's possible if you are a rich man, you got money, you pay the rickshawala, you know, 10,000, 20,000 rupees, he can do this service for you. But while you are here, please come. Take the advantage of this wonderful atmosphere. That's what he says, that, you know, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sastrakai, lava matra, even a moment of the association of the wonderful devotees of the Lord, it will give you the greatest perfection in your life. You have to understand these things. And Prabhupada, one person, he went all over the world, and one person have changed the whole world. Wow, how wonderful is this? The Shastra says, just like the rainwater is coming from the sky, and the rainwater when it's coming is very clean and very pure. If you put your palm and you take the water and then you drink, you can drink the rainwater direct when it falls in your palm. But the same rainwater when it falls in the gutter, you cannot drink that water unless you filter the water. Maybe you can use the water, you know, felt in the gutter, you can use it for washing your shoe. No drinking. Drinking only direct. When it falls in the gutter, then you can use it for washing your shoe. But the same rainwater, when it falls in the land, in the mud, in the soil, not even you can use to wash your shoe. The same rainwater, when it falls in a different place, give you a different reaction. And if the same rainwater falls in the lotus leaf, it shines like the pearl. And at the some occurrence of, you know, some special stars are appeared, at that moment when the same rainwater falls into the ocean and been gone into the oyster, it becomes pearl itself. So where do you fall into your life? That is how. Karya karana karitritve etu prakriti uchyate purusa sukadukanam bhaktritve etu uchyate purusa prakriti stoi bhakti prakriti jangunan karanam guna sangasya. So whatever happens outwardly in the nature, Mother Nature is the cause, but whatever happens inside you, you are the cause of this thing. And according to the association you take in this world, good and bad comes in your life. If you take the association of the Prabhupada movement with the wonderful Vaishnavas around, and your life transformed like a pearl. So we have to take this advantage. I talked about, you know, when Rishikesh, when they are doing the Ganga Puja, then I remember about the Mother Ganga prayers to Lord Krishna when Krishna was leaving this, you know, world after his pastime. And at that moment, Mother Ganga prayed, she cried to Krishna, Enada Ramana Srista Yase Goloka Uttamam Asmakam gam gadischa bhavishyanti kalau yuge. My dear Lord, when you go away from here, Kali Yuga will begin. And you know, Kali Yuga is a degradation. Every bad things are going to be here in Kali Yuga. And will be filled up with all kinds of sinful people. What happens to me when the sinful people, they come and bathe in my river? What is my position here? And that moment, Krishna say, Are namani tatraiva Puranani bhavanti tatra gatva savadhanam. Iso sadhamna uchyate. That moment Krishna says, My dear Ganga, don't worry about this thing. After I go from here, that, you know, I will come back again. In the Bhagavadam, I will come back in the Bhagavadam. Tatra Vaishnava loke namapi papa namapi. He said that will come also in the form of a Vaishnava. Mad bhagdanam sariresu sadhu bhutesu samtatam. Krishna says, my devotees, Vaishnavas, will be so powerful, so pure. Even though the wind, the air is pure by nature, even the water is pure by nature, But my Vaishnavas, my devotees will be so powerful, even they can purify the wind and the water and the sky and everything. Kale kaleira dharma Krishna nama sankirtan Krishna sakti vina nahi tare pravartan. Nobody could do this thing what has Prabhupada done unless they are empowered by the Krishna himself. So that empowered person has come into our life like a pearl, given us the greatest opportunity, and we have to understand everything is the arrangement. Here Gopi seems to be very fear, you know. And here Prabhupada writes in the purport, it's all arrangement of Krishna. When Yudhishthira Maharaj went and, you know, after the battle, he told Krishna, you know, we do not know anybody else other than you, my dear Lord, but why there are so much problem for us? And the Lord says, Yasyaham anugrahana me tarisyarisyeta dhanam jane tato dhanam tyajasyasya swajanam sukadukanam. He says, all my blessing in the world. When I become very kind to everybody, the materialistic thought, the materialist thing which is not required for you to go back to him will be taken away from you. Swajanam, simply you're believing and trusting that your swajana, all your kinsmen, your relative, all these people will be there to help me, my dear brother. Nobody will come with you. Deha patya kalate resu atmasanyesu asatvapi tasya pramatanidanam. Even in our own eyes, we are seeing the mother is going, the father is going, the friends are going, everybody going. But we are so, you know, crazy thinking that everybody will go, but I will stay in material world. No. This is the problem. So we have got this great opportunity. Everything here you should see as Krishna's mercy, Krishna's arrangement. Even Bhishma Dev told Yudhishthira, Aho kastam aho nyayam yat yoyam dharma nandana. Jivatam narhatam klesitam vipram dharmam achyudam raya. Bhishma told, my dear Yudhishthira, because you've been a very righteous person, follow the path of dharma, you have undergone so much of injustice, so much of miseries in your life. And because even though, you know, even during that misery and difficulties, test and tribulation, you never go away from the vipra, from the brahmana, from the devotees. You have never gone away from the injunction of the sastras, and you never left, you know, the Achyuta Krishna, the same devotees, the same scripture, the same Lord has protected you. Don't worry. Tasma daivam idam tadvam yavasya bharatar sabha. He says, my dear Yudhishthira, see everything as an arrangement of Krishna. Yan matuleyam priyamitram, falsely you've been thinking that this person is my uncle, falsely you've been thinking that he's a chariot driver, falsely you've been thinking that he's a messenger, but he's none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything in this world is arranged by the Lord to happen here only for the ultimate benefit of the living entities, where they can become purified. Nothing else. All human life is meant for purification. Before the Mahabharata battle, Krishna wants to take the message of peace to the Duryodhan. And at that moment, you know, Krishna asked, you know, the Pandavas, the five Pandavas, asked them some opinion. Krishna asked Yudhishthira, my dear Yudhishthira, I'm going to take the peace message to Duryodhan. What do you want me to tell Duryodhan? And Yudhishthira told Krishna, my dear Lord, you can go and talk to him, but whatever you talk, you come back, there's a settlement, there is no war. You speak everything you like, but you come back and tell me the war is cancelled. No, I don't want the war. This is the opinion Yudhishthira gives. And then Krishna asked, you know, Bhima, my dear Bhima, what is your opinion? Bhima said, whatever you want to talk to Duryodhana, talk to him, but you come back and tell me the war is on. We wanted to fight. My club is waiting to beat him. And then he asked Arjun, what do you think, Arjun? Arjun said, my Gandiva is waiting. Whatever you want to talk to Duryodhan, but come back, we wanted to fight with him. There is a result you should bring. And then he went to Nakula, my dear Nakula, what is your opinion? Nakula says, my dear Krishna, don't waste my time. Krishna says, why are you talking like that? He says, Nakula said, my dear Krishna, you know about Duryodhan, he never listened to anybody. He's not even listening to his own mother and father. How is he going to listen to you? Don't worry, don't waste your time. And finally he went to Sahadev. My dear Sahadev, what do you think? What is your opinion? Why should I go and do that? Sahadev says the best thing is that you don't go. The problem only comes when you wanted to do something in the world. You know. Sahadev, then Krishna pulled him aside. What are you talking like that? And Sahadev says, my dear Krishna, you're going to Yudhishthira and asking his opinion. You're going to Bhima and asking his opinion. You're going to Arjun asking his opinion. You're going to Nakula and asking opinion. You're coming to me and asking my opinion. But finally, what are you going to do? You're going to do what you have decided to do is nothing else. So why are you wasting our time? Yeah, chapi sarva bhutanam. Nothing in the world happens without by the arrangement of Krishna. Understand? We have to understand things very nicely. It's only arrangement of Krishna that we have got this great opportunity to come to Vrindavan. Don't waste your time going here and there. Just sit and listen. The hearing process is so powerful that it will transform you to be a good Vrindavan. And when you go to your country, Australia, China, America, everywhere, you're only in the thought of Krishna consciousness. It's nothing else. People generally, they do not know about the subject matter because they got their own idea how things have emanated in the world. One boy, he went and asked his father, "Father, please tell me how we come to this world." And the father says, "No, we came from monkey. That's all, my dear son." And he went to his mother, "My dear mother, please tell me, how we came to this world." Mother said, "We came from God." And the boy said, but father says we come from monkey. The mother said, that is your father's generation have come from there. Avadananti ma muda manusim dhya. What to do? Why they become so muda, so foolish, bogus, boga karmana? That, they are mogasya. They are so much interested into the materialistic enjoyment. They are thinking like that. So if we wanted to succeed in spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, and we wanted to live the world in a very glorious way, come out from this bodily concept of life, even after coming to Krishna consciousness, thinking that I'm American, I'm more clever than the Indians, I'm Indian, I'm more cultured than the Americans, don't isolate yourself on the bodily concept of life. There are four stages in life called Jagrata, called Swapna, Susupti and Turiya. Jagrata is the awake state and you are doing something, and the Swapna, you are sleeping and you are dreaming, is another state, and Susupti, you are sleeping but you are not dreaming, you are like a dead body, and the wake state, the dream state, and then the deep sleep state, and you are observing the Turiya, the Atma, saying, today morning I went to temple, I did this thing. Today I slept and I had a dream. And today I slept and never had any dream. The Turiya is watching everything. So you are that Atma. Najayate mriyate vakadachi nayambhutva bhavita vanabhuya. Ajo nityam sasvatoyan purano nanyate hanyamani sarire. Even the sariram will be gone, the body will be gone one day. But you are as a Brahmasmi, you have to understand you are the Atma. Unless you don't come to the platform to understand you are Brahmasmi, you are the spirit soul, you are still uncivilized in the world. In the chapter 2, text 2, Krishna explains, Kutasva kasmalamilam visame samapasitam anaryajustamaskariyam. In India, those days, people been called, they are Aryan, they mean they are civilized human being. There was a time India taught to the world how to sit, how to talk, how to eat, how to sleep. Everything has emanated from here, even people from China. All come to India to learn. Why? Because they understand about the Atma Dharma. We are not the body, we are the soul. And even you are staying in the organization, if you think that you are American, you are British, you are Indian, you are South Indian, you are black and white, the Shastra says still you are very uncivilized in the world. So we got, even in India we got so many philosophy. There's, six schools of thoughts are there. Advaita, schools is there, founded by the Adi Shankara. Vishishta Advaita thoughts of school is there, founded by, Ramanujacharya. And Dvaita Thought of School is there founded by Vallabhacharya. And Shuddha Dvaita School is there founded by Madhvacharya. And Dvaita Thoughts of School is there founded by Nimbakar Swami. And Achintya Bheda Tattva philosophy we are practicing is founded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are six philosophies have emanated from there. Mimamsaka, one philosophy, Sankhya, another philosophy, and Nyaya, another philosophy, Mayavadi, another philosophy, Vedantis, another philosophy, Patanjali, another philosophy. So many school of thoughts and so many religion and everything is there. And people go to the Ashtanga Yoga, they practice Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. Everything is there. People are talking about, you know, Annamaya Kosha, the covering within yourself. You have to come out from this covering, Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. People are talking about the seven chakra, Mooladhara Chakra, Vishuddha Chakra, Manipura Chakra, Anahata Chakra, Swastidana Chakra, Ajnana Chakra and Sahasraram Chakra. So many religions, so many things are there, but everybody's goal is only one, how to come out from the samsara, how to come out from the cycle of repeated birth and death, and easily Prabhupada has given to us. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there are 64 angas of bhakti there, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, samsara sarpadrishti murchitanam kalauyugi ausadam bhagavanam tasmat vaishnava sevanam. In the Kali Yuga, there is only two processes will take you back home, back to Godhead. And the very simple process, he says, one, you chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And another thing, always keep yourself in the association of devotees. Devotees association and the chanting of the holy name. We all got a permanent emotion in ourselves, is called Sthayi Bhava. And the Sthayi Bhava mixes with the Vibhava, it mixes with the Anubhava, it mixes with the Sattvic Bhava and Vyabhacharini Bhava. Then you're able to experience the spiritual happiness in your life. Today the world is so much problem because the emotion has become very imbalanced. People are moving along with their material emotion. By the proper sadhu sangha, by the chanting of the holy name, your emotion become very balanced, spiritual, and you are happy all the time. So we have to practice, you know, whatever we are reading from Prabhupada book, otherwise you won't be benefited. There was a boy, he went to school and, you know, for the exam. When he came back, the father asked him, how was the exam today? He says, it was very nice. A father asked him, did you answer all the questions in the exam paper? He said, there was some difficult question and there was some easy question. So what happened? He said, my dear father, the difficult question, I do not know the answer, so I did not write anything. The father asked him, how about the easiest question? And he got angry with the father. Father, why are you talking like that? Easy question, I already know the answer, why I must write that? It is a practice. Achar and Prachar must come together. ISKCON movement, Prabhupada's teaching, Prabhupada lives for another 10,000 years, is the only solution for the problem of the world. Unless people become civilized. In uncivilized, whatever academic you got in your life is no good. Bhismadev told Dhritarashtra Maharaj, Dhritarashtra asked Bhismadev, please advise me, advise my son. And Bhishma says that, my dear Lord, always trying to dominate others' life is not very good. Always trying to dominate. And he says, uncontrolled senses is not good. And number three, always only interested into the materialistic way of life is no good. And number four, collaborating with the enemies all the time is no good. He says that loose association with women and men is no good. And he said, number six, a person born in a very noble family but is very acting very lowly, also not very good. And a karmi, a demon trying to preach to the sadhus, also not very good. And making a loose joke to your own daughter-in-law, also not very good. And he says, my dear Lord, being ungrateful is not very good. He says, my dear Lord, the old age destroy beauty. And death destroy the living being. Lust destroy the feeling of shamefulness of a person. And desire destroys patience of a person. Anger destroys the wealth of a person. And misconduct in life destroys the path of religion. And he says that wicked association will destroy the morality of a person. Ego will destroy everything, people's life. The whole organization, we can become a better, beautiful devotee of Krishna. If we can come out from this bodily concept of life, Krishna consciousness begin beyond this bodily concept of life. The Shastra very beautifully say, he say, without a proper job you want to make money, he says, not very good. No. And he wanted to take the pleasure of the world without thinking the consequence of the future, also not very good. And education without good character is not very good. You know, education without good character is not very good. Beautifully expect business without, you know, some sort of honesty, also not very good. And politics without principle is not very good. And the advancements of science without, you know, betterment of the humanity is not very good. And religion without austerity is not very good. You have to give up whatever Krishna is not liking in you. Krishna don't like smoking, give up smoking. Krishna don't like, you know, jealousy people, samoham sarvabhutes. He is not envy of anybody, he is not partial to anybody, you know. And he could post everybody. He says, Sipram bhavanti dharmatvam sasva chanta nigachati. Kaunteya prati janayi name bhaktapen. Just little bit advancement truly you make in the path of Krishna consciousness. It will protect for the rest of your life. He told Arjun, my dear Arjun, declare to the world, my devotee will never perish. Other thing is that, you know, the devotee go through some difficulties because there's a blessing of Krishna. You cannot become angry of Krishna. The Alwar, one of the Alwar, South India, says, Valal Arutu Chudinam. He says, when you got some problem with your body, you have to go to the surgeon, and the surgeon is cutting your body. Normally, anybody bring a knife, we wanted to, you know, cut our body, we become very angry, true or not. We become very angry, but when the surgeon, when the doctor is cutting, you're very happy. Because he's helping you. In the similar way, there are unwanted, you know, conditional life, you know, coming into yourself. As a devotee, then, you know, exhibiting something is not a devotee. And Krishna put you into some sort of test and tribulation to make you old and correct you like a doctor and bring it out from the hospital of conditional life. So everything is good. If you see Krishna and everything is good. Sarva bhutam samatmanam sarva bhutani chatmani iksate yoga yuktatma sarvatar samadarsana. In the chapter 6, 29, Krishna says, Arjun, whatever you see in the world, see me inside them. And when you see me, you see everything inside me. I'm not lost to you. You're not lost to me. Always you be Krishna conscious. I'm thanking you so much for kindly have come here today for morning program. And kindly, you know, patiently awaited, you know, on this program. And after this, there are beautiful prasadam is going to be served. And you forget about America, forget about Australia, forget about Malaysia, and only think about Vrindavan. When you go back, all other things will come to you naturally. Don't worry. Yeah, you block everything. Be inhabitants of Vrindavan. Very beautiful place. Very nice. My mother said, you know, you are the happiest son in the family. We are the 6 members. My mother said, you are the happiest son in the family. When you went to Hare Krishna 20 years ago, that was, you know, long ago. And my mother said, when you went to Hare Krishna 20 years ago, you were very thin. I was only 45 kilo. And after that, I was going to, you know, Australia and New Zealand, so much of butter and puri and everything. And I came back 80 kilo. My mother said, you went to Hare Krishna like that, you came back like that, that's very good. She said, you are the happiest son, you do not bring anything problem to the family. When your brother married, he called me, mommy, I got this problem, my wife is the problem. And your sister calls, you know, my husband, and they all, when they call, they talk about problem. You are the only person when he calls, say, chant and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Kodi Vaishnavrindi ki jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanande. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.